From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Expressions of concern Monday from European leaders following interview remarks in which President-elect Donald Trump called the NATO alliance obsolete, welcomed Britain's exit from the European Union, and hinted at an easing of sanctions on Russia in exchange for a new arms deal. Some EU foreign ministers meeting in Brussels Monday took a cautious approach to the comments, including Danish Foreign Minister Anders Samuelsen, references Mr. Trump's use of Twitter to express his views.
I think that we'll have to wait and see what is going to be the reality, because we are going to move away, I guess, from a kind of Twitter diplomacy and then into a reality. And the reality is sometimes quite difficult, and perhaps more difficult than what is going on Twitter.
French President Francois Hollande said the EU is prepared to pursue transatlantic cooperation with Washington, but on the basis only of its interests and values. He said Europe does not need outside advice to tell it what to do. After Mr. Trump criticized German Chancellor Angela Merkel's migration policy as catastrophic, the German leader Monday said the destiny of the EU is in the hands of its member states. She also said once in office, Europe will cooperate with the new Trump administration. The top judge of Gambia's Supreme Court Monday pulled out of a hearing on President Yahya Jammeh's petition to overturn the results of the December 1st election that he lost to opposition candidate President-elect Adama Barrow, who's to take office Thursday. Nigerian Chief Justice Emmanuel Fagbenle recused himself from the injunction to bar Mr. Barrow from assuming office. Gambia relies on judges from other countries because of a lack of trained professionals. Mr. Jammeh, in power for 22 years, has rejected the result of the ballot, demanding a new election, and refused to leave office. This is VOA News.